But as I mentioned, I'm joined by a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. He is an all-star. He allowed one hit. He struck out 10 in a 3-1 win over the Mets last night. He also drove in three runs with a double in the win. He leads the National League in wins. He's top five in the league in wins, innings, strikeouts, ERA, and whip. He was the seventh pick overall in 2014. Philadelphia is tied for first in the NL East, and they're at the Mets tonight, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Aaron Nola is my guest. Aaron, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Guys, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Got to ask you. So you were officially named your first All-Star team. Then you go out last night. You pitch seven innings. You strike out 10. You drive in all three of your team's runs in the win. So how is life for Aaron Nola right now?
It's going pretty well. Yeah, I mean, the team as a whole has been playing pretty well. I mean, we're tied for first, as you say. And, you know, my 3-4 years been over here, we hadn't been on a winning team. So it's been fun, man. I mean, this has been the funnest year, obviously, for me. And we got a good group of guys.
Aaron Nola, my guest. In fact, I want to talk about how things were kind of challenging in years past and what makes this year different. But let me first ask you, you were starting the second game of a doubleheader last night, and the team had dropped a tough one of the Mets in the opener. So what was your mindset going to that game? Did you feel a little extra responsibility to make sure you got that split and stop the bleeding?
Not really. I mean, I just try to go out and do my job like I try to do every time and go compete and do anything I can to win for these guys. And, I mean, we played good the first game. It was just that one pitch for us at that walk-off. But that happens. But my main focus, you know, winning or losing, is go out and do my job.
So there's what you did on the mound. And then there's what you did at the plate. You came to the plate with the bases loaded in the top of the fifth. You got to take me through the at-bat. What were you thinking as you stepped into the batter's box? What pitch did you get, and what did it feel like when you were on second?
Well, I hadn't hit a double since 2016, so I felt kind of weird running the bases again.
Right.
But he threw me a first-pitch fastball, and I didn't think he would do that with the bases loaded with the two outs. But fortunately, I put a good swing on it.
Now, it's not that it wasn't expected with the way you've been pitching this year, but on Sunday, you were named to the All-Star team. How'd you find out, and what was that moment like?
Gabe Kapler told me before the last game against Pittsburgh, and, you know, it was definitely an honor being selected as my first one. You know, I followed the All-Star games in previous years, and you know, definitely excited to, you know, meet some of the guys that I played against and competed against, so it should be fun.
Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola joining us. Aaron, you mentioned Gabe Kapler. The guy literally is one of my favorite guys to talk to in all of baseball. He was when he played, but I also recognize that he's an intense guy who's got a different way of doing things. So what did you make of him when you first met him?
When I first met him, I knew it was going to be a fun year because he's super positive. And I think for a younger team, I think that's super important and really big. And, you know, good or bad, he always stays positive. He keeps the clubhouse loose. He's intense. And, you know, he wants to win. He loves competing. And, you know, I think that's rubbed off on us.
We're talking Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola. You know, if you go back, though, to the start of the season, he took you out of the season opener after only 68 pitches. You had a 5-0 lead. And then ultimately the bullpen lost that lead. And then Kapler took a lot of criticism for it. What did you make of that at the time? For instance, did you understand it, or was that something that maybe you want to talk to him about?
I was kind of confused at first, but we talked the next day, and he pretty much said, like, that's not really how it's going to be. So, you know, I wasn't too worried about it. And, you know, he let the starters go, and which I think is big. You know, it's keeping the bullpen healthy and fresh, and that's what we train for as starters. We try to go deep in the game every time we take them out.
All right, so you're in first right now in the NL East, and as you point out, this team's been through some rough years. And outside your clubhouse, there were not big expectations for the group this year. So when did you first realize that this team could be special?
I think in spring training when we got some of those veteran guys. You know, we had Neshek, and he came back and got Tommy Hunter and Carlos Santana and Arrieta. And we brought those guys in, and they've been in the playoffs before. You know, they've won a lot of games. They've won a World Series. So coming to a young team, they've been in our shoes before. So I think just kind of following, kind of looking up to them to kind of lead them. We kind of formed a good chemistry starting there.
We're talking Aaron Nola for a couple of moments more. So you make that All-Star team for the first time, and you touched on this. You get a chance to be around a bunch of guys in a different environment. How did you celebrate the first All-Star team selection, and are there any guys in particular that you might want to get around and kind of pick their brains?
How did I celebrate when I was
selected?
When I was selected?
Sure.
Well, just got everybody in the locker room together and kind of just said I was selected to the All-Star game, and everybody congratulated me. But, you know, I think, you know, I really couldn't have done it without, you know, without the team. I mean, scoring runs in big situations for me and making great plays behind me.
Aaron Nola, my guest, he is an All-Star, Philadelphia. He's going up against the Mets once again tonight. They're tied for first in the NL East, and he's coming off a win over New York last night. Aaron, really nice to visit with you. Congrats on the All-Star selection, and nice to have you on the show this morning.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron Nola.